Good day, everyone, on this sunny February 24th, 2025. At least it's sunny here in Western Virginia today. We have much praying to do because this is kind of a solemn broadcast today on the Don't Tread on My Faith podcast. The Cost of the Badge, A Nation's Silent Crisis. Sadly, this weekend, we've had four additional law enforcement officers killed across this country due, frankly, to just murdering scumbags. Wouldn't know of a nice way to say that. We have much praying to do. You know, it's ridiculous when we have these law enforcement agencies ever since COVID anyway, and the paid and staged disruptive times of the George Floyd riots, a nation rallying behind a convicted criminal. And just the summer of love and all of the things that the left propagated against police officers and society in general. Since that time, recruiting for law enforcement has become increasingly difficult. And here in the last year or so, it seems through some innovative methods of recruiting and unfortunately, sometimes for some departments, maybe even lowering their hiring standards, they have gotten somewhat restaffed as best one can in this line of work anyway, for the larger departments especially. So young men and women have decided once again to serve their country through civilian law enforcement. And it gets civilian law enforcement gets totally overlooked a lot of times by society. It's almost like if you put a badge on, it's okay that you lose your life through scumbags just because they wanted to kill somebody or didn't want to go to jail. So we have much praying to do. We need to be praying for the families that lost someone that they care about, a son, a daughter, an uncle, cousin, best friend. We need to be praying for their families. I would like to say that I have the perfect prayer to pray for those families in times of such grief and loss, but I don't. That's where each one of you that would be so kind to join this podcast and pray with me. You just need to pray the prayer that's on your heart for these family members, for the departments that have lost their friends and fellow officers, and for the community that won't have them anymore to be out there and be of service to them. So I'm looking at the Officer Down Memorial page right now. It looks like that we've had 14 or line of duty deaths this year so far, 13 maybe. This is, keep in mind that February's not over yet, so we've only been in not quite 2 months into this year. So I'm looking at the honor roll here. Just yesterday, February 23rd, Deputy Sergeant Martin Shields Jr., Hinds County Sheriff's Office, Mississippi, gunfire. And the two that's hit close here to us all in Virginia, especially Police Officer Christopher Reese, Virginia Beach Police Department, Police Officer Cameron Gervin, Virginia Beach Police Department, Saturday, February 22nd, in the same incident, gunfire. Saturday, February 22nd. Patrolman Andrew Doherty, West York Borough Police Department, Pennsylvania. Gunfire. Trooper Kyle McCasey, February 17th, struck by a vehicle, Nebraska State Patrol. Police Officer Jeremy R. Labonte, Roswell Police Department, Georgia. Gunfire, February 27th, 25. Officer Jason Roscoe, North Las Vegas Police Department, Nevada. Tuesday, February 4th, 2025, calls gunfire. Nogales Municipal Police Department, Officer Baldino Morales Sanchez, motorcycle crash, January 25th, 2025. Border Patrol Agent David Christopher Malland, gunfire, Monday, January 20th, 25, United States Department of Homeland Security Border Patrol. Sergeant Mark Butler, Navasota Police Department, Texas, end of watch, January 15, 2025, vehicular assault. Deputy Sheriff Jesus Vargas, Brazola County Sheriff's Office, Texas, end of watch, January 15, 2025, gunfire. Deputy Sheriff Timothy Corlew, Riverside County Sheriff's Department, California, end of watch, January 8, 2025, cause motorcycle crash. Lieutenant Mark Meadows, Irondale Police Department, Alabama, Monday, January 6, 2025, struck by a vehicle. Again, that's just this year alone already. And you see what, there was eight of them that have been killed by gunfire. So we've got a problem in this country. And most of you are focused on the problems with economy, and I get you. Cost of living, I understand fully, trust me. Your savings have been depleted. Our money has been stolen from us as taxpayers. The criminal enterprises have been running rampant in Washington, D.C., causing corruption and corrupt prosecutors that will fail to prosecute and do their job and enforce the law is aiding in these police officers being killed. Why? There's not only no respect, but there's not the consequences that one should think there should be for the murder of a law enforcement officer that's only out here doing the job that his community, his state, and his nation has asked him or her to do. It's as simple as that. I've said this many times over the times that I spent in law enforcement, that you're on the front line in the combat zone when you're a police officer in the United States, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You never really get to go to the back base or the R&R. We get to take vacations, but you still don't get the freedom to be away from it. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for the entirety of your career. That's why many people don't make it through a whole career. Now, this is a crisis. This is a crisis. This is a national crisis. I know President Trump is trying to adjust the criminal justice system, trying to get the law enforcement, the FBI, the federal law, and the prosecutors on the right page of prosecuting crime and not using for political purposes. But to some extent, that's almost been overstated, the use. I know that it's happened. I don't doubt that. I've seen it every day. But even more the tragic side of this is the scumbags. Irregardless of what problems they're having in their life. Now, this scumbag in Virginia Beach, not only does he shoot these two young officers and put them down on the ground, according to the press release, he comes and stands over them and then executes both of them with another shot, another round into their body. I don't know where it was at, but he basically executed them. And then apparently, at least from initial, he goes over to a shed and blows his own brains out, I guess. Now, I don't know what problems has got. He had a criminal history. He was a convicted felon, so he wasn't supposed to have a handgun anyway. For you gun control liberals out there who don't want honest citizens having a gun, you're not going to stop the scumbags from having a gun. Convicted felon, against the law for him to have it, but he had it anyway. You know why? Because criminals don't obey the law, lefty. Criminals do not obey the law. You need to understand that. Whatever problems this man had that would cause him, even at the initial traffic stop, to be agitated and want to fight the police officers, why he got to that place and why he got to the place he had no regard for human life, others are his, I have no idea. But the bottom line is he just wanted to, most likely, whatever reason. He was tired of life, so what the heck? He'll take a couple of young police officers, only been on duty a few years. He'll take their life away from them. It's absolutely a crisis. This is where our federal people, our state people, and our local people need to be putting more emphasis on the safety of law enforcement officers. It's the kind of profession that will never be safe totally. But is it time to readjust our mentality for the street officer? Is it time for society as a whole, and including you corrupt, pathetic, stupid politicians that want to yell and scream about police officers all the time, but yet you have a personal armed contingent following you everywhere. People like you politicians that I'm talking about, you are pathetic. This is a result of what happens when officers no longer have your support, and society has the prosecutorial arm and the judicial arm has degraded and given in to the leftist pressure that police officers cannot assert the force that they need to stop a situation like this from happening from the onset. I'm not saying you turn police officers loose and turn them into vigilantes. That's not what I'm saying. But every cop will tell you, because of the resistance against law enforcement and against criminals actually paying for their crimes, they have to mealy mouth around too long with people until sometimes it gets out of hand and the officer loses his life. Because why? Because he or she knows that she's not going to have the support of, most likely from the administration of their own police department, but certainly not from the courts and the pathetic, lying media. Listen, I found out about 1982 what in law enforcement what liars the media was. They'll tell you 15 lies to get one statement and then distort that. So the false narrative of the media has been around for years and years and years. Didn't just start with Trump, by the way. He's the one who called the most attention to it. This has been going on for years. So we have a crisis going on. When these men and women put the badge on their chest now, unless they've just been hired in to go to a straight to an administrative role, they know every day is the potential last day. And I commend those that sign up for it still. But pray for their families. Eternity has called to these officers, so unfortunately, there's nothing that can be done. We just hope and pray that they are resting in the arms of their Lord and Savior today. And that's nobody's judgment to make except God's, by the way. And we can pray for the comfort of the family and their departments. Pray with me. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our God and for being our Savior. We don't understand this tragedy. We can't quite grasp why good servants of the people lose their life this way. We just have to trust that only you know, God. We thank you for the time these folks had to have relationships, to be part of their families, to make a difference in this life, as it appears they all have done. We thank you for the people that love them, and we ask, mighty God, that you would bless as much as these folks, the grieving families, can receive your blessing at this time. We pray your blessing upon the family. We pray your comfort that would surpass the way we understand things as a human, that divine, almighty comfort come upon their family and their departments and their fellow brothers and sisters. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Continue to keep them in prayer as we keep our military in prayer. They're in some volatile situations. We need to up our prayer time for our military as well as our civilian law enforcement and all of our emergency services, by the way. These are some tough times, and frankly, I still believe we're in for some harder ones. But until next time, this is the Patriot Pastor Kevin English coming to you from the Don't Tread on My Faith podcast, wherever you see it or hear it, whether it's on Spreaker, Podbean, lifeinvestigated.com is my dedicated website for podcast. Apple, wherever you see it, YouTube. Just pray with me. Thank you.